obviously we need to capitalize in the red zone. I mean, there's some opportunities out there where when we're down there, you know, we got to make those throws and make the catches. I mean, those are precious points for us instead of field goals, and I think we'll be in a lot more games if we score more touchdowns.
Is it enough to see that you're right there on those things, or is it, you know, at this time of the year, do you have to start putting on the scoreboard and
Yeah, I mean, you got to score points. It just comes down to how many points can we score, and you got to get in the end zone. We can't, you know, be satisfied with 3 points, and whether we go back to the drawing board or we just got to make our plays out there.
You've had back-to-back 300-yard games with 2 undrafted guys playing tackle. A lot of folks, after Eugene got traded and Jokel was injured, wouldn't have necessarily expected that. How's that been able to happen?
Well, I mean, people will say, you see 5 or 6 sacks out there, but I thought the offensive line gave me some good time back there, allowed me to step into some throws and are doing a good job. But, there's some things out there where I can step up a little bit or get the ball out a little earlier, but overall those tackles are doing a lot better, and, they just keep improving.
How disappointed was the result, considering that you thought you guys did some good things the last 2 weeks?
I mean, we can say we keep doing good things, but if we don't get a win or, more points on the board, it's really not doing good things. So, we're disappointed right now. And as an offense, I mean, we moved down the field with how many drives with, over 10 plays in that drive. We got to capitalize on scores, and, it's tough. And, it's tough to swallow, but we got to go back, look at the film, and really improve on that.
I was in a lot of pain today, but... There's no excuses for the 2 slants I should have had. It was a routine place that I've made 100 times in my career, caught 3,000 times in practice. Just, didn't come through, and that's my fault.
Sorry, the first one, that didn't, it wasn't, you had gotten dinged up, I think, or you came off the field and couldn't really lift that right shoulder up a bit, and then they went to you when you got back in the game. Was that... Did that have something to do with it there?
It's no excuse. They expect me to make those plays. I expect to make those plays. And like I said, I made them plays numerous times over and over and over again. And today, I dropped it.
How much did you guys feel any pressure at all to cash in on drives because you weren't getting many? I mean, you had 2 possessions in the first half.
I don't know if we felt pressure, but we knew we had to cash in. Because like you said, we only had 2 possessions in the first half. Moving the ball both times. Moving the ball all game is just, we're growing as an offense, and we gotta put points on the board. We need touchdowns on the board. And I'll take blame for that because I should have had 12 points on the board today. That's on me.
We broke it up in here after the game. This is getting old. It's getting old, and we can't keep talking about coming here. Oh, we'll get it next time. We'll get it next time. 3 weeks pass. Oh, we'll get it next time. Like, that gets really old. And, as men, playing this game, one thing that I've learned is that football is about the men that go out and take what they want, And you can't be sitting back thinking that it's supposed to come to you or put on your jersey and show up and think you're supposed to win, games. So, we understand it. And like I said, we got a big opportunity this week. And, we just got to put our heads down and get back to focusing and understand that we don't have it all, and go out and play better next time.